And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Today is the last day of Pride Month, and when it comes to marking it in the greater Twin Ports, Superior deserves special recognition. It's the home of the Main Club on Tower Avenue, the area's first and longest-standing LGBT bar, which played a major role in the region's gay and lesbian rights movement. That story is chronicled in the book Remember the Maine by former bar worker and retired San Francisco State University professor Meg Gorski, published by the Minnesota Historical Society Press. She joins me now, along with the bar's current co-owner, Sean Roos. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Meg and Sean.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you.
So the story is as much about the bar's founder, Bob Jansen, as it is the establishment itself. And as you tell it, Meg, he grew up in St. Croix Falls, went to the University of Wisconsin-Superior, majored in drama, and got into academia, all before realizing he was gay. And by the way, he's very much still with us. Tell us his story.
Well, his story is remarkable because he grew up in an era, of course, when it was not safe to be gay, and there were very few gay role models. And so everybody kind of had to figure things out, and sometimes that wasn't easy because of the hostility. So Bob came through his life very, very much interested in people, very much interested in teaching and working in theater. I've often said that Bob was kind of like a social worker with a liquor license. He was so incredibly talented at getting people together. He gave us blueprints for grassroots organizations and building coalitions. So his background, I would say, was not just academic. He really studied human beings, and he really dedicated his career to helping us all get along.
And that led him to the College of St. Scholastica in the 1970s, where he came out at a time when not many people were, let alone as faculty at a Catholic university.
Yeah, he was very much himself. He never tried to hide who he was. And there were so many people who really admired the work that he did that it wasn't a problem. But of course, in those days and in Catholic institutions, you can get fired for actually crossing the line of Catholic doctrine. In this particular case, Bob's firing was because he was gay, and it divided the community very profoundly. But he sued and he won, and he loves to tell the story about it's only once in a blue moon that the Catholic Church buys somebody a gay bar.
Which is what he did with the settlement money. And
yes,
actually, as you write, before it got to a suit that Martha Allworth, which is a name a lot of people who've been around the area for a while should remember, from the very wealthy Allworth family, but also a supporter of progressive causes, was on the board of St. Scholastica and recommended the university settle. So that was her way of maybe supporting both in a way.
Absolutely.
Sean, you come into the picture much later when the bar had closed after 20 years. We'll get to that in a bit, but what had you heard about it before then?
Well, what I heard about it kind of goes back to like the early 90s when I started going to the old location that was at the far end of town before that location burned in 96, I believe it was.
And did you know much of the history of it, or was it just, you know, a reasonable place to hang out?
I learned the history throughout each interaction going down there, because as Meg points out in the book, Bob had articles up, information up throughout the bar. So learning about things and talking with the bartenders and the other patrons, you know, I learned quite a bit about the history.
Meg, you write about that. You also write that the bar may not have been as historic as the Stonewall in New York City, where a riot in response to a police raid jump-started the gay rights movement, really. But nonetheless, the Maine was significant. So in what ways?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that what Minnesota was doing was significant. Even before the Stonewall riots that took place in June of 1969, there were activists in the University of Minnesota who were putting together support groups and educational opportunities for LGBTQ people. So in some ways, you know, even though we didn't get on the map with a big protest, we were still doing things. Even though Duluth and Superior are a very small community by comparison to New York, there were so many different activists, feminists, gay people, progressive thinkers, who wanted to make the world a better place by getting rid of the homophobia and doing something about the discrimination and the violence that was being levied on gay people and other minorities.
You spoke about the history of some of the activism in Minnesota, yet he started it in Superior. What was the reaction there or on both sides of the bay?
Well, the reception at the time, to be honest with you, was kind of lukewarm when it came to the mainstream. You have to remember that back in the 70s and the 80s, sexual minorities were not tolerated. But you also had a lot of people in St. Louis County and Douglas County who were very, very interested when it came to fighting AIDS, when it came to establishing outreach for health education and taking on the rights issue as well as the public safety issue.
And the borough became a center of those activities, correct?
Yes, it did, very much so.
Sean, tell us about your purchase of the bar. What led you to it, and what's operating it been like since then?
Well, I remember the month that it was down after the fire in 96 and the loss that the community felt. But then just the whole concept of the bar not being available to people when they need it, when Bob finally chose to close it in 2017, just didn't sit well with me. It was a lifesaver for so many people that I know, including myself, just to be able to have a place to go with people that were supportive and helpful. And I do like that at the end of the book, to keep the light on, and that's kind of what my goal is to do.
We've been speaking with Meg Gorski and Sean Roos. We've been talking about Meg's book, Remember the Maine, about Sean's bar, the Maine Club in Superior. Thank you for joining us, Meg and Sean.
Thank you very much, Robin, and thank you, Sean.
Thank you both.
And if you have an idea about something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.